Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Parents waited in line for hours last night to address the Oxford School Board after new revelations surfaced in the November deadly shooting at the high school. A new lawsuit states that an armed security guard saw one of the students killed, bleeding on the floor, but she thought it was just a drill. The school board president then called the allegations counterproductive and designed to divide. It was sent in a controversial email to parents. The culmination of these developments has many parents questioning their futures in the district.
It really hurts my heart that I can't financially afford to move out of this district and I have to send my children back to you guys. I don't feel safe. It makes me sick. I had to go into therapy over the summer just to try to mentally deal with returning my children to this school.
Well, before the meeting, parents protested with signs calling for the removal of the school board. A body was found in a burning car this morning on Detroit's east side. WWJ's Charlie Langton live on the scene to explain, Charlie.
Yeah, Jonathan, first responders said that the body was burned beyond recognition. 2 a.m. here on Dubois Street, that's near Warren and Shane on the city's east side. Detroit Fire Department, they get a call of a car on fire. That car was in a field behind an abandoned house. And then when they put out the flames, they found the body. Now, that vehicle very badly burned, as I said. It also had a lot of front-end damage as well. Evidence techs. But really, the morgue will now have to investigate and identify that body. No one in custody at this hour. Reporting live here on the east side of Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Charlie, thanks. New this morning from the Auto Beat, a major announcement from Ford regarding solar power. WWJ's Ed Corey with Bloomberg. Live with the details, Ed.
Hey, Jonathan. Ford's committed to buying at least $120 million worth of solar power every year from DTE, which is going to expand its solar infrastructure in Michigan by about 70%. The Dearborn automaker's commitment amounts to the biggest renewable energy purchase from a utility in U.S. history, according to the company. It says by 2025, all of its plants in Michigan will run on carbon-free electricity. I'm Ed Corey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Ed, thanks. Michigan State Police now taking over the investigation into the disappearance last year of a woman from Lenawee County. Dee Warner, last seen in April of 2021 at her home in the tiny town of Tipton, where she ran a trucking company. Troopers in the FBI have used ground-penetrating radar and conducted digs, but there's been no sign of the 52-year-old. She has five children. The Lenawee County Sheriff's Office asked the state police to take over the case, but say there was no big tip that brought on that request. Former Mayor Deidre Waterman of Pontiac at the heart of a scandal resulting from a city audit. The audit finding that Waterman misused more than $1.6 million in tax dollars. She denies the allegations, but the city has voted to send the report to the feds. Waterman says the situation is dirty politics, but the report claims she oversaw highly questionable contracts or no contract deals, used city funds for her own expenses, hired people on the city dime to work for. Waterman attended last night's city council meeting and called the accusations a, quote, political smear campaign. The smart upgrade wanted by some in Oakland County could be coming at the expense of many, says WWJ's Mike Campbell.
The Oakland County Board of Commission is expected to decide at their meeting today whether to put a 10-year countywide transit millage on the November 8th ballot. Advocates say if the board moves the measure forward as expected and voters eventually approve, smart would be able to fix a patchwork approach to what they call the public transportation in Metro Detroit's second most populous county. Transportation Riders United Executive Director Megan Owen says it would be the biggest transit expansion in decades. However, there is the issue of the cost. A 0.95 mil would be levied against everybody in Oakland County. It's expected to raise $66.2 million in the first year and replace three existing transit millages, including the expiring smart millage in areas where that's in place. It would also end the so-called opt-outs in the county. jurisdictions that, like Auburn Hills last year, decided they no longer wanted to be in the smart route. Having communities including well-to-do locations such as Bloomfield Hills that are located along major corridors but are not part of the transit system is one of the major impediments to getting this deal passed. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!